The Case for Why America Needs More Stress. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The guardians of interest rates and stimulus start a two-day meeting today in Washington. It's also a big week for the Federal Reserve in its role as banking supervisor. This is the first round of stress tests, and it's supposed to help prevent the government from having to bail out the banks, a la 2008 and 9. In the coming days, we'll get to see how different U.S. banks perform under different hypothetical scenarios. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
A stress test is kind of like a physical for banks, says banking consultant Ken Thomas.
You know, when you go to a cardiologist, you get in that machine and you start running, and you got all these monitors on your heart, and then they go faster and faster to see how your heart's reacting under different stress.
Regulators are looking at things like how much cash the bank has on hand, the kind of assets it's holding, its management team, and what the bank's earnings are. It tests these factors under various scenarios, like a stock market crash or a bunch of loan defaults.
The situation we had in the recent financial crisis was probably about as difficult as it could get, but they even want to look beyond that.
Like what would happen if interest rates continue to rise and demand for loans falls off. The second round of stress tests is due later this month. Those will help the Fed decide which banks can pay shareholder dividends and which banks will have to hold on to that cash as a buffer. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
The midterm congressional elections happen later in the year, but the Republican National Committee is launching a six-figure ad campaign this week, with a chunk of the money going toward ads on cable. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, the spending comes as campaigns realize fewer people are tuning in, at least the way they used to.
People aren't glued to live TV anymore. They're using services like TiVo or streaming. Julie Hootkin is with a Democratic polling firm. It released a survey last week of voter viewing habits.
Nearly 30%, so almost one in three voters, said that they watched no live TV other than sports in the past week.
Republican pollster Robert Blizzard co-authored the survey. He says, okay, 30% aren't watching live TV, but 70% are.
That's where, you know, a bulk of the campaign voter contact should go, but you can't ignore that other 30% anymore because that's the number that's growing.
In fact, there is a digital component to the new Republican National Committee ads, and they're tailored for specific groups, among them Hispanics and young voters, all declaring,
I'm a Republican.
I'm a Republican.
I'm a Republican.
Yo soy republicano.
Blizzard says even parties and candidates that have lots of money are trying to target their TV ads, so there'll be less blanketing of the airwaves during this fall's elections, something we can all look forward to. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Going on in Las Vegas right now is a convention for the convention industry. Let's hold a convention to talk about holding a convention. It's called Exhibitor 2014. Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Please tell us more about the conventional wisdom.
Does everybody have their raffle ticket for our presentation?
These days, it seems like every industry has a trade show, a place to meet face-to-face, make sales. So it stands to reason there is a convention. John Pavic helps run it.
It's a trade show for trade show people. We essentially train corporate America on how to more effectively participate in trade shows and events.
So there could be an exhibit about exhibits?
Absolutely, yeah.
T-shirt giveaways, advertising T-shirt giveaways. It's very meta.
Oh, yeah, we laugh about it all the time.
6,000 people attended last year's convention. Because all the booths and pens and signs that go into conventions are big business. Stephen Morea is an analyst at Ibis World.
We're looking at revenue at about $13.6 billion in 2014.
He says there are over a million events in the U.S. each year, if you include conferences, trade shows, and consumer shows, big and small. They bring in money with
booth fees.
Companies have to buy or rent the equipment, the space.
The industry also receives revenue directly from the public.
At least those shows where you can buy a ticket to walk around. In Las Vegas, where this year's exhibitor convention is taking place, trade shows and meetings are a big part of the economy. Jeremy Aguero is with Applied Analysis, a research firm in Las Vegas.
We're talking about over 50,000 total jobs. We're talking about billions of dollars in terms of economic activity. And we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in wages and salaries that are paid.
He says 40 million people make the trip to Las Vegas every year. 15% of those come for conventions and meetings.
Massive.
With all that on the line, you might think the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority would have a booth at this week's trade show. Nope. Apparently, the Las Vegas Strip is its own giant exhibit space. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
Yes, groceries are getting more expensive. Drought has led to fewer cattle for meat and dairy. Plus, the growing middle classes in Asia are drinking more milk, etc. Using Wall Street Journal numbers, the wholesale price of hogs is up 42%, oats up 29%, live cattle up 8%, all of this since New Year's Eve. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.